The Bay Area is known for its creativity and its critical thinkers, activists, free spirits, soul searchers, and innovators. At CrossCurrents, we've been discovering some of these voices through our community storytelling initiative, Hear Here, a pop-up radio project. Our Hear Here producers recently popped up at the Ortega branch of the San Francisco Public Library. There, they asked residents of the Outer Sunset District for their personal stories on food. They met bakers, barbecue owners, and one young woman whose story of food, family, and the search for happiness spanned the Pacific Ocean. This is her story.
Here?
Here?
Here.
Okay, together.
Okay. Here, here.
A pop-up radio project.
From KALW.
My name is Xiao Juan Shu. I grew up in northern Jiangsu province. It's on the east coast of China, and I went to college in Nanjing. Then I came to America. You know, I used to work a big job at one of the big four accounting firms as like hedge fund auditor. And I thought that was my American dream, you know, work for a big company and start making more money and help my family in China. But something's missing, like I don't feel fulfilled. Something's missing. I couldn't figure out what was that. Every night when I came to my apartment, I feel so tired. And then I will miss my mother's, you know, the fish soup I used to hate so much. My mama always, you know, burn incense to pray to the Buddha. She said, you know, may my kids or get high score in school, because that's the only way her kids can, you know, get education and be respected by others. Not like her in the countryside, nobody respects her as a peasant. You know, she wasn't educated and everything. When she was like 11 years old, my grandpa asked her to quit school to support the family because she was the oldest daughter. And my father was sick when we were like, you know, very young teenager. So she was the single breadwinner to support two kids to go to college as a peasant in China. She always cooked, you know, the best she could, even though she didn't have money. Fish soup and rice with pig fat and fried rice with eggs. She just made me sit there, and then she will, from the kitchen, she will just bring out one after one dishes on the table, and just, and if she comes back and the previous dish is not gone down, you know, to the degree she likes, she will be upset. But I used to hate her cooking because it's just nothing fancy. Especially after I go to college, I've seen so many things, and everything at home looked more backward. One time she was so happy, she said, she went to the market that morning and got the fish, fresh fish alive, and she was very happy to cook that for me. And she got it from the kitchen to say, hey, you would like this one, this fish soup. And it was white, and she was very proud of what she did. And I turned around, I saw her thumb was dipped into the soup because the soup was so full, she wanted me to drink to have more soup. So I was really mad. I said, Mom, look, your dirty thumbs are dipped in the soup, you know. And so I kind of yelled at her. I feel like I wasn't mature and I wasn't big enough to accept who she was and to accept who I am. I was ashamed, you know, to have a mom like, you know, a peasant. I never wanted her to come to my school. But when I think about it, I think she represents the power of China, 1.3 billion people, 1 billion in the countryside. But they are faceless people, nobody cares. They're always the one sentence in any article, yeah, the peasants in the countryside. But I think I'm more respectful of who she is. You know, I'm the only one in my family came to America, you know, earn a degree, find a big job. But I can't stop finding the true happiness for myself. And I want my my mother's effort make it worth, because even though if I make money, but if I'm not happy, I think the Jew doesn't want to see that.